Medical workers on the front line of the COVID-19 pandemic in Shelby County took a brief break from their hospital post on Thursday to roll up their sleeves, or at least one of them. Cheers erupted at Baptist Memorial in East Memphis as the hospital began the process of administering an initial shipment of 2,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Among the first was a very symbolic recipient, Marilyn Davis. Not only is she a cardiac monitoring technician at Baptist Memorial, but she was also Shelby County's first diagnosed case of COVID back in March.
I just want to be here to let people know that even though I survived this, you know, I'd rather take this vaccine than go through what I went through again.
Davis was hospitalized after contracting the virus during Mardi Gras in New Orleans and spent months in recovery. She's concerned that people are losing sight that a record number of Americans are now hospitalized and dying from the virus.
And it just makes me angry to see people still going along with life like normal. But right now we're in the middle of a pandemic. And trust me, you don't want this virus. You don't want it at all.
Other Memphis area hospitals also launched their vaccine campaigns on Thursday. Tennessee's initial allotment of 56,500 vaccine doses will not cover all hospital staff across the state in the highest priority group. The state is expected to divvy up more than 100,000 additional doses next week of the Moderna vaccine following its anticipated approval. Both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines require two doses taken weeks apart. Dr. Stephen Threlkeld, an infectious disease expert at Baptist Memorial, received his first jab yesterday.
You almost can't see the darkness you've been in until you just get a little ray of light to illuminate where you are. And it's meant a lot to a lot of people, the arrival of this vaccine, that's for sure.
Tennessee is experiencing one of the worst COVID surges in the nation. As of Thursday, it had the highest number of new COVID cases per 100,000 people. For WKNO News, I'm Katie Reardon.